This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest. He's actually a returning guest. He is Charlie O'Dowd. He is the president of ABCO Energy. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABCE. Charlie, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Appreciate your asking me back.
You know, you guys are in my view, you guys are in a great space. The photovoltaic solar system you guys are doing for solar street lighting installation. You guys are in the energy conservation light systems. Tell us a little bit what you guys have been doing the last past 90 days, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
A lot of what we've been doing has been in the Phoenix area. We've been building solar shade structures for a large self-storage developer in that area, and by that I mean these are shade structures which are 18 feet high, or 14 feet clear, and then actually have a deck or a roof on them, upon which we're putting also the solar, so that the owner can have the advantage of having covered parking for these very expensive RVs that come here during the winter from places all around the country. And so he's killing two birds with one stone there, having them serve as the area for the solar to sit, and also to be able to increase his revenues and his rents by offering covered parking.
You know, you guys are really sitting in a sweet spot. If solar panels don't work in the state of Arizona, they don't work anywhere, correct?
Well, you know, that's a funny thing, because solar, we've got a lot of sunshine, no question. We got 360 days of sunshine. But interestingly enough, Everett, the most popular, or the country with the most solar in the world is Germany. And the sun only shines 7 days a week, 7 days a year in Germany.
That's amazing.
Because it's not about sunshine, it's about sunlight. And so it doesn't actually have to be sunny. It's as long as the light is there for them to absorb.
You know, explain to me, being involved in the solar industry, how do you track the power company desires to change the rate plans? How do you guys make your money? And just give my listeners just a tutorial of a stream chart, if you will.
Well, one of the things that this has been a very fluid bunch of years since we've been in business. It's been about 9 years now. And the whole industry has changed. It used to be the wild, wild west. Almost anything went.
Right.
Now it's, of course, become much more regulated, which is very beneficial to the consumers. It has culled a bunch of the B players and C players out of the market, because it's an expensive business to be in, and it's also one wherein you have to work with the utilities and you have to work with the customers, and everybody's got to be happy. The utility companies are making their case that the emergence of solar in great amounts is hurting their ability to keep their grid serviced well, because it's got because the solar companies use the grid to put the power back into the grid if it's not being used by the homeowner, as an example.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that the percentage of solar is so small that argument really doesn't hold water. We're up against it, however, and so we're looking for different ways to build our systems in such ways that consumers can take advantage of having the solar and become more and more independent of the grid by having perhaps a battery system in their house that will store the solar that they generate during the day, and then automatically, when the sun goes down, start pulling out of the batteries, so that they minimize the amount of power that they have to pull off the grid.
That would make sense. My guest today is Charlie O'Dowd. He is the president of Abco Energy, Inc. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABCE. I want to talk about earnings and revenues a little bit. And in 2015, you guys did around $2.5 million in revenue. Your first quarter in 2016 was off the charts. Can you give us a little bit of what's going forward and how revenues look for 2016 and 2017?
Well, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, and anything can happen. I think
Absolutely.
there was a big bump, and when we found out that at the beginning of 2016 that or at the very end rather, that we were not going to be having the federal investment tax credit eliminated at the end of 2016, it was in fact extended to 2020 or 2021. And so that's a federal investment tax credit of 30% of the purchase price, which certainly helps make it more attractive. What we've done is we've been focusing on larger and commercial projects, however, not what they call utility scale, not those giant scapes of solar panels that you see out in the desert, but convenience stores that have gas pumps open all night. We are building cover parking for them to put their customers, give them a little bit more relief from the heat when they're coming in off the road. We're building a lot of shade structures for medical so that people's cars are not all 1,000 degrees when they come out from their doctor appointment. and it's a good utilization of that roof space without having to impugn the roof space on a current building, a lot of which are older. So that works, and we have been able to secure what we call mid-range financing. It's not the financing for the big multi-million dollar deals, and it's certainly not the residential financing, which there is a whole bunch of, but it is somewhere in the middle, and it's very user-friendly. There are opportunities for people to lease either as a capital lease where they have the tax credits, or an operating lease where they don't have the tax credits if they happen to be a nonprofit or a church. And then there's also purchase money, and there is a thing called a power purchase agreement where the off-taker, that's the guy who uses the power, pays the owner of the system for the power they generate. So there's lots of ways to skin the cat. It's all in the financing.
You know, let me ask you this. How are you finding ways to stay competitive in your market space? You know, here's a thought that I was just thinking while you were talking. You know, all these grocery stores, big, you know, Vons, Fry's, Bash's, couldn't you put solar panels up on the roof on there, and wouldn't that reduce their electric bill?
Yeah, it certainly would. A lot of those companies, their business model doesn't call for them to own their real estate. And so you get into an issue of once you put the nail in the wall to hang the picture, when you leave, you can take the picture, but you can't take the nail because it belongs to the landlord. So if you're going to secure solar panels to the roof, they become the property of the landlord. And if you're on a 5 or 10 or 15-year lease and you're looking at a 20-year program, that doesn't make sense. What we've done to mitigate that is we've aligned ourselves with a company that has a system that can be pulled out in accordion fashion and moved from location to location, but also can be collapsed back into the accordion box for maintenance, and therefore and does not require any penetrations on the roof. This is a huge step forward in the industry because it opens up the market for all of those kinds of tenants that you're talking about that have flat roofs that need solar and are big power users, but in the past have not been able to figure out how to make it work efficiently without ending up leaving the solar panels on the building when they depart.
You know, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about your stock price and basically about the company. Now, and correct me if I have these numbers wrong. Your float out there is around just north of 2 million shares. Your market cap is just a tad bit under $4 million. And you guys are trading around 4 cents a share. It sounds like you guys are very, very undervalued. You know, what do you attribute to the recent increase in your stock price? I think it jumped up about 100%. Recently, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, again, you know, the crystal ball's a little bit hazy, but I think the fact that we did have a very strong first quarter, I think that helped. I also think that the recent bump has a lot to do with the Brexit. To be real honest, we're an American technology company, and we saw quite a bit of activity after the vote in England to leave the European Union. So whether that's going to hold or not, who knows? But that helped us. We also, because of the fact that our we have a lot of investors who are European, and they continue to invest with us because they see the future of alternative energy as being very strong in the United States and obviously in the West.
Absolutely. My guest today is Charlie O'Dowd. He is the president of APCO Energy. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ABCE. Charlie, in closing here, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, I think that one of the things that unfortunately happens is with all of the recent publicity, especially in our home state, about the politics of solar and the politics of utility, I think that has put some of the potential buyers and off-takers off, simply because nobody likes confusion. But the fact of the matter is that we all use a lot of power, and on a percentage basis out here with our AC, we use a whole lot more than some of our cohorts in better in more hospitable climates, and we should do everything we can to mitigate the cost of that, as well as, you know, mitigate our dependence on foreign oil. It's an old song, but it's still easy to sing.
APCO Energy has been our company today on Stock Day. Our guest, Charlie O'Dowd. Charlie, thank you very much for coming on the show. We're going to be looking forward to speaking with you in a couple of months, and I wish you the best.
Everett, thank you for your time.